My day went stupid. I woke up this morning with the firm conviction that today I would write something meaningful. Something profound. Something that would make readers pause mid-sip of their coffee and whisper, "My God, he's done it again." Instead, I made toast. Burnt toast. And while staring at that charred rectangle of disappointment, I thought, well, this seems like the perfect emotional foundation for a stupid blog. So here we are. I should warn you, this blog has no purpose. None. It's like a shopping cart in a parking lot that somehow rolled into a bush and decided to stay there forever. It's like a squirrel that forgot what it was doing halfway up a tree. It's like me, trying to remember why I walked into the kitchen. But you're here, and I'm here, and we might as well see where this goes. The day started normally, which was my first mistake. I tried to be productive. I really did. I even made a list. Write something brilliant. Drink water. Don't forget number 2. Seriously, drink water. Stop making lists. By item 3, I had already failed. Then I sat down at my desk, opened a blank document, and immediately felt the gravitational pull of absolutely everything else in the universe. Suddenly, I needed to reorganize my pens. I needed to check if the mail had arrived. It hadn't. I needed to Google, "Why do pigeons walk like that?" I learned nothing useful, but I did watch a video of a pigeon chasing a donut, and honestly, that felt spiritually relevant. I made coffee. It tasted like someone had whispered coffee over a cup of hot water. I drank it anyway because I am a grown adult who has accepted that life is mostly compromise. Then I made a second cup, which tasted like the first cup's older, more bitter sibling who resents everyone. I drank that too. By the third cup, I was vibrating at a frequency only dogs could hear. This seemed like the perfect moment to begin writing. I decided to write about something important, like the meaning of life or the beauty of human connection. Instead, I found myself thinking about socks. Why do socks disappear? Where do they go? Is there a sock union somewhere negotiating better working conditions? I once lost a sock while wearing it. I looked down and it was simply gone. I still don't understand how that happened. I'm not saying it was aliens, but I'm also not saying it was aliens. Anyway, that line of thought consumed about 20 minutes of my morning, which is impressive considering it produced absolutely nothing of value. At some point, I stepped outside to get some fresh air. The sky was doing that dramatic Colorado thing where it can't decide whether to be sunny, cloudy, windy, or mildly threatening. I stood there, watching a plastic bag tumble across the yard like it was auditioning for a modern dance performance. And I thought, yes. This is exactly the energy of today. A day that is trying, but not very hard. A day that is technically functioning, but only if you squint. A day that would absolutely forget its own birthday. I tried to steer this blog towards something meaningful. I really did. I thought maybe I could talk about presence, or gratitude, or the quiet beauty of ordinary moments. But then I remembered I had left the laundry in the washer, and by the time I came back, the thought had evaporated like a puddle in July. So instead, here is a list of things I learned today. Toast burns faster when you are staring at it. Pigeons are surprisingly determined when pastries are involved. Coffee is both friend and enemy. Socks are untrustworthy. Writing a stupid blog is easier than writing a smart one. I should probably drink water. At one point, I tried to remember a story from my childhood that might fit into this blog. Something funny, something charming, something that would make readers smile. Instead, I remembered the time I tried to build a treehouse without a tree. I had lumber. I had nails. I had enthusiasm. What I did not have was a tree. I built it anyway. It was essentially a wooden platform sitting on the ground, which is just a deck, but I refused to call it that. I insisted it was a treehouse in spirit. This is the kind of logic that has guided my entire life. Around the 700 word mark, I realized I had no idea how to end this thing. Should I wrap it up with a moral? A twist? A sudden philosophical insight? No. That would betray the entire premise. This blog is stupid. It deserves a stupid ending. So here it is. I never did catch up with the day. I never did write anything profound. I never did solve the mystery of the missing socks. But I did write this blog a wandering, caffeinated, slightly confused piece of nonsense that somehow made it to the finish line. And honestly? That feels like an accomplishment. Sometimes you don't need brilliance. Sometimes you just need to show up, write something ridiculous, and call it good. So that's what I'm doing. This is good. Or at least, good enough. And in the grand tradition of stupid blogs everywhere, I will now end this abruptly, without transition, explanation, or apology. The end.